Who knows what we're up to? Anybody remember where we left off?
Remember the guy?
Huh?
Yud Bey?
Yeah. Somewhere over there.
Possibly.
I think so. We'll have to review a little bit. Okay. We left off before the summer in Chulin, I think on Yud Bey Samad Aleph. I'm not sure. Maybe we'll review a little bit on Daf, on the previous Daf, on Daf Yud. The Gemara was discussing how do we know there's an institution of Chazokim, Mishtelta of the Chazokim. Whatever the status quo was yesterday, and today we're not sure if it changed. So we're supposed to assume that everything stayed the same unless you know for sure that it changed. So that was the Gemara gave a marker. How do you know this Chazokim? Then on Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, Amud Beis, the Gemara is asking, we know also you follow Rav, whatever the likelihood is, whatever the probability is, so that's considered a Birur. So the Gemara asks, how do you know you follow Rav? So the Gemara, what do you mean, how do you know you follow Rav? It's a Pasuk on the top of Yud Aleph and Amud Aleph, the top Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. The lima tonight should be a schus or a fuhr shleima, so all of those who need are a fuhr shleima. Specifically, the wives of two of the participants, Gittel Malka, Bas Rochel, and Esther Chana, Aschavi Yehudas. And all of Klal Yisrael who needs a refuah. Yeah. So on Yud Aleph and Aleph, on the topic, Mare, how do you know there's an institution of Roy? What do you mean, how do you know? It's a Beferish Pasuk in Chumash Achari. Rab Lahata, Mare says no. Rab Lahata says in Parshas Mishpatim in the context of a Dezen. If you have a Din Torah and there's a split vote, you have a Bezen of 3 in the Imamines, a Bezen of 23 indeed in the Foshes, and there's a split vote, so you follow the Rav. So that's called Ruba de Yisakamon. We have in front of our eyes two Dayanim say one way, and one Dayan says the other way. A 13 Dayanim say one way, and 10 Dayanim say the other way. That's Ruba de Yisakamon. The Gemara is asking, how do you know that even a Ruba de Yisakamon? The Rav Behemus Ksheves. How do you know you can drink any milk because you assume the Behemah is probably not a trefa because Rav Behemas are not trefas. Vezok that you have a right to rely on that Ruba de Lesekamon. That's a biological fact. It's not a Ruba de Lesekamon. You're not counting up the people in front of you. You know, in abstract, in all the generations, that's the way it always is. There are many Ruba de Lesekamon. So the Gemara finally says one pasuk, another pasuk, another pasuk. Till the Gemara comes to the conclusion on the top of Yud Beis of Min Aleph. That's the halacha. We do follow Ruba de Lesekamon. So Rashi on the top of Yud Aleph and on the top of Yud Beis and Aleph says it's the fifth line in Rashi. Elo, the psukim on Yud Aleph are not so conclusive. You really can't prove that you follow Ruba de Lesekamon. So Rashi says, Elo vaday halacha l'moshe misina. Torah shebichsav is a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim acharav lahatas. And that you follow Torah Shebal Peh is halacha l'moshe misina. That's the first suggestion that Rashi gives. Then he says, inami, or one can say alternately another pshat, that same pasuk, acharav lahatos, one could have thought that it only goes on Ruba de Yisakamon, so the Gemara has a tradition not so. The pasuk applies, mashma ben Ruba de Yisakamon, ben Ruba de Yisakamon. You always follow right. So some Rishonim discussed the possibility. Maybe there's a difference halacha lemaisa between the two suggestions that Rashi gave, whether following Rav Ruba de Lesekamon is a halacha lemoshe misina, it's only Torah Shebal Peh, or maybe it's included in the pasuk acharav lahatos. Okay, so it's a discussion. I think we discussed most of the Gemara. I don't remember if we discussed the Tosfos. Tosfos here. In the second half of the Tosfos on Yud Aleph and Beis Lechish, the Tosfos Dibar Mascha Lechish, so Tosfos has a famous kasha. There is a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. There are Arba Mises Bezin, the Sfilas Reifa Herik Cheni, and the Tanoim have a tradition that there are two Batik Voris. You're not allowed to bury a tzaddik next to a rasha. So those who are Haruge Bezin have to be buried in a separate cemetery. Now that I bury them in the regular cemetery with the normal people who died a natural death, because these people were Rishayim, they were put to death by the Bezin.
It's not a Yatagaderet, you have to be buried near the fence.
Okay, some poskim hold if you have a fence that solves the problem. Others hold the fence doesn't help because they're buried below the ground. The fence is good, mechitza on top of the ground. If you want to carry, here, there, whatever. So a mechitza is good above the ground for people functioning above the ground. But if the mason were buried under the ground, so many poskim hold that the fence doesn't help. In Europe, there are many communities where they have a Yiddish Beis HaKvaris. Mam is right next to the Goyish Beis HaKvaris. No harchok at all. They just have a fence. And many of the poskim claim that that's not sufficient. You need a bigger harchok. They say you have to have a harchok of eight amas, eight empty amas. Why? Because dalar amas around the kever is called tfusas hakever. Sometimes it's called tfusas hakever. Sometimes spelled with a yud. Sometimes spelled with a vav. Tvisa kever. So you're not allowed to have, you shouldn't have interlocking tvisa sakever. So the Yiddish kever has dalarams around it as tvisa sakever, and the Goyish kever has dalarams, should always have a harchok of eight amas in between. So many classical poskim say it doesn't help to have a fence. Many communities do have a fence, and they bury the Yiddish and mason up until the fence, and the Goyish mason up until the fence. And many classical poskim say that that's not acceptable. So the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin they used to have two Bati Kvaris. There was one Beis HaKvaris for the Niskolim in Nisrafim, and one Beis HaKvaris for the Harogim in Achnokim, those who had Sayyaf or Chenik. So the Gemara says, but there are four levels of severity. There's not two levels. So how can you bury the Niskolim next to Nisrafim? How can you bury the Achnokim next to the Harogim? So the Gemara says, that's Halacha Moshe Messina. They had such a tradition. You have Shnei Bati Kvaris, one for the Niskolim and Israf, and one for the others. So the Tanoim had a machloikas, which is Machomer. Skila and Srefa, which is Machomer. And Chenek and Saif, which is Machomer. So we paskin la'alocha, in descending order, Skila, Srefa, Herek, Chenek. Chenek is the lowest. And Rab Shimon, the Tana Rab Shimon Baichoy, disagrees. He holds that it's Srefa, Skila, and Chenek, Saif. A different order. That's just in case you look at the Tesvis. Tosis has everything backwards because Tosis is quoting Gemara, so according to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds that the Sreifa is Mochomer than Skilo, and Chenek is Mochomer than the Saif. So there is a Mishnah. What happens? Bezin has a few people who deserve Mises Bezin, and they're all sitting in jail. We already made a Gemara Din Misa, and we have a plaque on each cell that says that this Pliny deserves a skila, and the other five people deserve a srefa. And then somehow there's some kind of all the signs get mixed up. We don't know who's who. We don't remember who's who. So the rov of the people deserve a mochamadika form of Mises Bezin, and the miut of the people deserve the less chamadika form. So the Mishnah says that you have to go to Hakel. You have no right to give the Misa Chamura to the one who was only Nigma Dina for the Misa Kala. So you have to give all five people, all ten people, you have to give everybody the lesser death penalty. So the Rabbi Natam is bothered with a kasha, but the Sugya says over here that you go Basarayv, even go Basarayv and beat in the Foshas. The Gemara in Sanhedrin raised the possibility, Tosis quotes Sanhedrin Dav Samach Tes, Gemara raised the possibility, maybe Achari Rabbi Mahatois. Maybe that applies in all other areas of Halacha except for Din in the Foshes, because you have a pasuk that says that the Bezin should bend over backwards to give people a break when it comes to Din in the Foshes. So maybe included in bending over backwards to give a break is not to rely on Raif. So the Gemara says that's not correct. We do rely on Raif even to administer Din in the Foshes. Not only if you have a split vote in the Bezin, 13 to 10, 13 Dayanim say he's Chai Mason, 10 say that he's Pater, but even in ascertaining the facts of the case, you're not sure what happened, you're not sure whether he deserves Misa, so the halacha says you go Basarayv. So Tosfos is bothered with the kasha, if there's a taruvis of Niskolim with Nisrafim, let's say we hold that Skila is Mochomer, and the rov of the people have 10 people, 9 of the 10 people deserve Skila, and 1 deserves Sreif. It's never going to happen. How can such a thing? What do you mean? Nobody remembers who's Chayv Skila, who's Chayv Sreif, but the Mishnah covers every case, even the case that's never going to happen in a million years. So the Mishnah has such a case. 10 people with Nigma Dinam Lemisa, 9 of them deserve the Misa Chamura of Skila, and 1 deserves the Misa Kala of Sreifa, so you give everybody Sreifa, because you're not allowed to go Lechumra. So the Rabbi Natam is bothered with the Kasha, but you just said you go Basarayv. So it's an interesting Kasha. You go basarayv to ascertain the facts. You go basarayv to paskin. It's split vote, 13 to 10. Here you want to say, you say bitl barayv. You have 10 people. One person deserves a misa kala, and 9 deserve a misa chamur. So you want to say, you should say bitl barayv and give the one person a misa chamur. So you say bitl barayv also. People are bottle barayv. Is there such a thing? People can. Taisus assumes people can be bottled bereit. Chavis Das has a famous shtickle Torah in the end of Yeridech El Galif. He says that human beings, he has a Ramban like that in Gittin, human beings can't be bottled bereit. That's Minat Torah. And the Rabbanon.
A human being is worse than a barrier. It's not bottled.
Right, barrier is not bottled, it's only Midir Rabbanon. Chaticha Reilis Kabit is not bottled, it's Midir Rabbanon. And so on. Davish of Minyan is not bottled with the Rabbanon. So where did they get? Usually called the Tikkun Rabbanon came there, I said Tikkun. So what is this? Didn't the Rabbanon pattern after? So Rav Soloveitchik said, oh, with this Chavis Das, we understand. On the level of the Reis, the Bnei Yodim are not bottled. Because that's such a Davish Hoshev. Every human being is a world unto himself. Can't say that the human being loses his identity in the conglomerate. So many people, the person is bottled. Every human being is a world unto himself. So the Rabbanon, they extended this concept of Dava Choshev. They said, even a live animal, Beria is not Botan Chatichu Eliskabed, and Dava Sheb Minyan, and other things are also Dava Choshev. So Taisus obviously thinks not so. Taisus thinks that human beings, sounds from Taisus, human beings should also be Botan Beret. So he's bothered with the Kasha, since the Gemara ascertains that you do go Basa Raiv, even in Dina Nefoshes, and you don't say, the Hitzilah Ho'edo, that indeed in the Farshis you should bend over backwards to give everybody a break, and you shouldn't rely on Rav. No, even indeed in the Farshis, you also rely on Rav. So why don't we say Bitl B'Rav? An interesting kash. Why don't we say Bitl B'Rav? So Rabbi Natam comes up with a very questionable answer, a very problematic answer. He says, you go bas a Rav if the toss up is he Chayv Mis, is he not Chayv Mis? So if 13 judges, 13 Dayanim say he's Chayv Mis, 10 say he's potter, so you go about Sarav to say that he's chayv. Well, we're not sure what the facts of the case are. If someone murders another person who's a treifa is a gavra ktila, so you're not chayv mis. You're not allowed to harm anybody, certainly not allowed to kill someone. But if you murder someone who's already a treifa, so the din says that you're not chayv mis. So if you're not sure what the facts of the case are, any given person, maybe the person is a treifa. So how can you ever give the death penalty to anybody who murders anybody else? Maybe the horug, maybe the dead man is a treifa. So the Gemara says on this stuff, you know, basa roiv, roiv people are not treifas. So the Rabbi Natam says, yeah, if the toss-up is between chayv misa pata from misa, then you go basa roiv. But here, it's not a toss-up chayv misa pata misa. For sure, they're all 10 are chayv misa. Just a toss-up where you give the misa kala, the misa chamura, Rabbi Natam says, there you don't go basa roiv. We treat it like a mechza mechza, since you don't have the right to go basarayv. Why? The logic should have been just the reverse. If Ben Kova called the guy's chayv misa, it's just a question which misa to give him. So you're not dealing with someone's life. Ben Kova is going to die. So I would have said, that's like going basarayv in kashrus, that's like going basarayv in shatnes, going basarayv in some other area of halacha. But to decide whether he is chayv misa or not, so that's called dinin nefashas. I would have said there you shouldn't go basarayv. So Rabbi Natam says faker, bei misa lemisa you don't go basarayv. Why arbitrarily? Why shouldn't you go? So psachreinim give. They work very hard to try to figure out what's the logic for this Rabbi Natam. And they have a famous kasha that they quote. Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes this from one of the gedolim. Rabbi Yosef Engel died around 100 years ago, over 100 years ago. So he quotes this from earlier generations. And one of the gedolim in the 1800s was bothered with the kasha. We have a din of chumash that an eshes ish is insa is chayv chenek. If the eshes ish is a bas koyin and she's insa, then she's chayv sreifa. How do you know she's a bas koyin? Because her father is a koyin. How do you know her father is a koyin? The mother gives birth to the baby. How do you know that her father is her father? So the Gemara says he go basarayv. Maybe the woman was mezana, maybe her father's nishkin koyin. So the Gemara says, you always go basarayv. So if she wouldn't be a baskayin, she would have been chayv misa anyway. And eshes ish hazinsa is chayv chenek. But because you go basarayv, you declare she is a baskayin shazinsa, so she gets sreifa. So don't you see from the Chumash that the Rabbi Natam is wrong? That even bei misa la misa, you do go basarayv. Because bein kol v'kol, the baskayin shazinsa, she's married. Bas Kansha Zinsa has to be married, not a single girl. So an Eshes Isha Zinsa is going to be Chayv Misa anyway. So just a toss up between Chenek and Sreifa. Chumash says Yidugo Basar. So this Kasha, we don't understand why the Rabbeinu Tam, what's the logic in the Rabbeinu Tam, why Bei Misa Le Misa, you shouldn't go Basar, right? And what does Rabbeinu Tam do with the Pasuk of the Bas Kansha Zinsa? Yeah, that's the Kasha. Well, we know who the mother. We always know who the mother is.
Mother is. Yeah,
the father, the Gemara says, the father is based on Robila Sachar Abal. That's how the Gemara says. Even if the woman is a prutza, she's having an affair with someone else, but the likelihood is that the child that she's going to have is going to be the child of her husband. Rabbi Le Sachar Abba.
Do you see individual lose their identity when it comes to Tzibur?
No, we say an individual doesn't lose his identity, Bittel Bereif. It doesn't become Bottle Bereif. What do you mean at Tzibur? The people make a Tzibur? They didn't lose their identity.
Let's say Kaddish Baruch Hu wouldn't recognize him, but the Tzibur is recognized. Because he recognizes the Tzibur.
I mean, he's part of a tzibur. Okay, so he's judged as part of the tzibur, not as an individual. Yeah, the toivo. That's the toivo. He himself is not such a tzaddik, but he's part of the tzibur, so he gets away. He gets away with things that he wouldn't have gotten away with if he would have been judged on his own. The toivo. Yeah, yeah.
Does that have anything to do with the question of kapara? Like, you give the wrong visa, that you don't get the proper kapara?
Not really. You get the kapara anyway. Get the kapara. That's what Achrayim want to say. If the guy wants the kapar, let him tell us whether he's chayiv skilo. So since he doesn't want to tell us, so we're not mechayiv to give him the kapar. It's a boich svar, it's a shver svar. What do you mean, let him tell us? And we believe him. The guy's going to tell me, give me skilo and stela sreifa. That's a person comes and he makes a hadas baldin. I was nigma dina le misa last month and I ran away. Give me misa. You don't believe him. So if he comes and he tells us, I'm the one. We got them all mixed up, 9 and 1. He's going to come and tell us we're going to believe him. That's how Achrayim say like that. If he wants the kapara, so let him admit that he's the one who's chayv skila. All 10 claim that they're chayv sreifa. Who says that that's the pshat? All 10 claim that they're chayv sreifa. Maybe they're all telling the truth. The 9 say I'm chayv skila. 1 says I'm chayv sreifa. But we don't know who's who. We already lost track, so we can't believe them. Anyway, that's the maskanas hagemar, that we do go basaroyf. Who's the one who doesn't go basar roiv? That's the bottom of you, aleph on the base. The Gemara quotes, Rav Meir is chayish shlemiyuta. What do you mean, Rav Meir chayish shlemiyuta? He's chayish lechatchila not to follow roiv. What's the case? So the case is, a man is married and he dies and he leaves no children. Unfortunately, in Eretz Yisrael, it happens so much. A boy gets married, he gets killed in a war before he even had a chance to have any children. So they have now more chalitzas than we ever had in the history of the world. Every other day, another chalitza. Whenever you do a chalitza, so you always say a tefillah, Yiratzon Lefanecha, you should never have any chalitzas. Because chalitza is a tragedy. It means that the husband died leaving no descendants. So a man is married, he dies, leaves no children, so you have to have chalitza. So what if the surviving brother is not yet bar mitzvah? So the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, you have to be bar mitzvah to be able to do chalitza. What if the almana is not yet bas mitzvah? She's a ketana. He married a young girl. So also, we learn that from the pasuk, ish ksibe parshat set. When you do chalitza, you say, kochi yo'asa li'ish ha'shelo yivnes be'sochit. This is what we do because he doesn't want to do yibum. So the Gemara says, ish has the connotation, ish prat l'kotten, that a kotten before bar mitzvah cannot do chalitza. So if he wants to do chalitza, you have to wait till he becomes bar mitzvah. Then if the girl is a ketana, the almana is a ketana, so we say also, makshina nisha liish, there's a hekesh between the yavama and the yavam, so just like the yavam, the one who's performing the chalitza, has to be bar mitzvah, so the girl also has to be a bas mitzvah. Fine. What if they want to do yibum? They want to do yibum. So the boy has to be at least 9 years old, otherwise they'd be also be. He is 9 years old. And they want to do yibum. So there's no pasuk that says that a cotton can't do yibum. So the Mishnah says, if the almana is 20 years old, and the yavam, let's say, is only 12 years old, is not yet bar mitzvah, and she wants to have yibum, Tishka Namal. He wants to marry this guy who's 10 years younger. He's a little boy. He's only 12 years old. So the Mishnah says, Gudzun Tegadlenu. So she'll raise him. She'll raise the little boy. Okay. If he's over 9 years old, Biyasa, Biyasa, he can do it. So Rameh says, you're not allowed to. Kotna Ktana, Locholtzim, Veloy Miyavim. Not only Locholtzim, they can't do Chalitza because that's a Pasuk. We wouldn't permit them to do Yibam either Favos, because we have to be concerned. We learn out from the psukim that if the Yovam, if the surviving brother is a soris, he's unable to have children, so then he can't do Yibam. Or if the Almanad, who lost her husband, is an islandist, then there's no din of Yibam either. So if the boy and the girl are very young, we have no way of knowing whether they're soris or islandist. You have to wait till they reach the age of 12, 13, and see how the body is developing to ascertain whether the Yovam and the Yivama are soris or islandist. So Rameya says, if the Yovam is a Kotna, the Yivama is a Ktana, we wouldn't permit them to do Yibam, because Chayish Lemiyuta, you have to be Choshish, maybe the possibility, a far out chance, that the Yovam is a soris or the Yivama is an islandist, and it'll be an Isar Eshesach, all heter, to do Yibam. The heter Eshesach is only by Makam Mitzvos Yibam. And if someone is a soris of an island, they said there's no mitzvah yibum. So Rameh says you wouldn't permit them to do yibum. Can't do chalitza, that's a din deraisa. We wouldn't allow them to do yibum because chashina lemiyuta, you have to wait a couple of years till the girl reaches the age of 12 and you see the body is developing normally. She's Nishkan islandist, and the boy reaches the age of 13 and older yet. The Gemara says you have to see if he's a soris of islandist. Tosfos is not sure whether Rameh Shita, Rameh Chayish lemiyuta, is Rameh Shita din deraisa or din derabbanan? So Tosfos over here on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Tosfos Dima Maska Pesach the Kotchim writes, they're not sure. Probably Rameh's din is only midirabbanan. And on the side they tell you to look in the Tosfos later on Daf Peivah, but Tosfos raises the same issue. They're not sure whether Rameh's din is deraisa or derabbanan. Pashtus says that it's only midirabbanan Rameh's din.
Does that
have to be Mi'ah Tamotzui? Yeah. So if you have a Mi'ah Tamotzui, Mi'ah Tamotzui is a... There are different kinds of Rav. There are 1,000,001 levels of Rav. There's a Rav 99.99999. So that's an outstanding Rav. That's almost 100%. Then you have 98%. Then you have 97%. Then you have 96%. You can have 96.5, 96.6, and so on. You have everything from 50.001, that's a roif, that just made it by the skin of its teeth. And then you have different levels of roif. So the question is, which roif are we talking about, that there's a machlekes or a mayor and the rabban? So the Gemara says in the first daf in Gittin, if it's only miyuta to miyuta, such an insignificant miyuta, even a mayor would not say chashin lemiyuta. The Gemara there is talking about writing lishmo and a get. So miyuta to miyuta, afidu a mayor loy chash. And if you have a miyut hamotzui, it's a significant miyut. Let's say you have a roiv of 51% and miyut is 49%. That's very significant. The roiv just made it by the skin of its teeth. So even the rabbanim would say chashin lemiyut. That's such a significant miyut. So the rishonim all say if you have a miyut hamotzui, then even the rabbanim say you have to be choshish. Rashi writes here and Rashi writes later the same thing, that when we shech the behemah, and the Ramban has this, it's quoted in the Shulchan, when you shech the behemah, there are 70 different possibilities of treifas. So we only check for sirchas on the lungs. Why don't we check for all the other 69 forms of treifah? So Rashi explains, and the Ramban says like that, that everything is a mere chain of matzah. The only one that's a mere tamatzah is a nekev on the reya, which caused the sircha, if you have a sircha on the reya. So that's why we're only baidik for sirchas on the reya. And that the Ramban said, that's also only with the Ramban, because sirchas on the reya, miyut hamotzei, so you have to be, but what's the percentage of sirchas on the reya? So in America, Rav Soloveitchik, you say in America it's something like 14%. It keeps on getting worse and worse. The situation is getting worse. In cows, and goats is different. Sheep is different. But in cows, it's way over 10%. Rav Soloveitchik used to quote all the poskim go to Mishkan Asyanka. Mishkan Asyanka was a Talmud of Chaim Balozhiner. So he writes that anything 10% and above is called the Miyot HaMotzer. In Eretz Yisrael, the percentage of treifas of Sirchan Nerei is much less. they had to keep records for many years already. So there it's all the percentage of psichas is only 7%. And the medrash that the Ramban quotes about being boidik the reya was probably written in Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Yashiv said that he thinks you have to be machma, anything above 7%. 7% and above should be considered the amiyot hamotzei, and then with the Rabbanon you have to be boidik, you shouldn't rely on the roi. That's a shot, let's say you eat vegetables. So you have to be boidik to make sure that there are no bugs. So if there's a higher than 10% chance, it depends how big a bowl of vegetables are you eating. Let's say a person is on a diet, he doesn't eat any food. He just eats a gigantic heaping bowl of vegetables. So there's a higher likelihood that he's going to have a bug there. The bigger the portion is, so the more of a chance that it's going to be. So how high a percentage likelihood does it have to be that you'll be eating a bug that we should require that you have to check before you eat the vegetables? So does it mean if it's 10% chance and 10% probability and above, or do you say 7% probability? So Rabbi Yashiv was machmer. Anything 7% or above, you have to be boidik mid rabbanon to make sure that, let's say you buy a suit, you have to check for shatnas. So yes, the shatnas checker, I bought the suit and it's made in Italy, whatever this make. What likelihood is there, in your experience? He says, 1 in 100. 1 in 100, says, Mikra Adin, you're not mukhiv to check for shatnas. Want to give the shatnas man a little parnasa? Okay, so he asked me to check the suit. But Mikra Adin, you're allowed to wear the suit without checking. It's only 1 chance in 100. But if it's 10% or above, according to Rabbi Yashiv, 7% and above, then the stock of Chayv is Bedikah mid the Rabbanon.
There are certain brands, for example,
which
are known to have
Shatnas. Right?
Yeah.
If it's known for sure, you got to remove the Shatnas. But even if it's just a Miut HaMotzi, if it's 10% or above, it's 7% and above, then mid the Rabbanon you have to check. Yeah, Rashi writes, what happened? There's a chayv mid the Rabbanon to check the lungs to make sure that there's no sircha on the lungs. What if I shechted the animal? Before I had a chance to check the lungs, a fox came and he ran away with the lungs. Or somehow the kids were playing over there in the slaughterhouse, they took away the lungs, now it's lost, it's gone. So Rashi, and most of the Rishonim say like that, if nev dohareya, if it got lost, so you go basarayv, if the ray is still here lefaneinu, so then mid the rabbanon there's a chayv as bedikah. But if the ray is not lefaneinu, then nishmachuyev.
You also have to check the stomach too.
Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that checking the lungs is nishkin halacha l'moshe misina, they only have to check for the sirchas. So he said that in the springtime, when the sheep graze outside, so the sheep have nishkin seichel, so the fences have nails in them, so the sheep always swallow nails, and it makes holes in the kishkas. So he said in the springtime, when he used to give a hashgacha on the slaughterhouse in Boston, so he said it was over 10% of the sheep in the springtime, it was a miyot hamotzei of a nekev in the kishkas because of the nails. So he said, it's the same thing, it's an ishkan halacha l'moshe misina, that only the lungs for sirchas. He said, whenever it's 10% or above, you have to check. Now I remember in Eretz Yisrael many years ago, they took me for a tour in Kibbutz Chafetz Chaim, and they were showing me all the things that I would be interested in. So they showed me that they have a magnet, a square metal magnet that they put inside the belly of the cow. So whenever it swallows the nails, all the nails get caught on the magnet. So they showed me before and after. They showed me a magnet that was beautiful, sparkling clean, that was never put into the belly of a cow. And then they showed me one that was in the belly of the cow, full of nails, stuck with her, and all rusty and filthy and dirty, because it was sitting there in the kishka of the cow. So that's why they when it goes down the throat, it doesn't damage anything. When it sits in the stomach also, if it gets caught on the magnet, doesn't damage anything. When it goes into the kishkas, after the stomach, then it causes all the trouble. So they figured out the system. You put a magnet in. I don't know how they put the magnet in. They put a magnet inside the belly of the baby. Yeah. Here, Tosis has a discussion. The bottom Tosis has a bottom Tosis on Yud Aleph on the base wants to know, should we paskan like Rav Meir, that Chayish L'miyuto, should we paskan like the Rabbanon? What's the Shaila? Usually, Yochav the Rabbim Halachi Kirabim. What is Tosis raising an issue? All over Shas there's Machleg Zaman the Rabbanon. He hardly ever passed like Rav Meir when he disagrees with the majority. So why all of a sudden now? The answer is because Tosfos is pushing to say the Rameir Shita is only Midirabbana. Rameir Chai Shlemiyuta is only Midirabbana. Tosfos is not sure over here, and Tosfos on Daf Pei Vav also not sure, but they're pushing to assume that it's only Midirabbana. And the Gemara has a klal, even when Rameir disagrees with the majority of his contemporaries, Halacha Ki Rameir is Big Zeir Oysof. When Rameir made Gzeira, he was a Pikeach in making Gzeiras. He had a better insight. When he makes a knas, when penalize someone, so Tosfos quotes the halacha k'rameir b'gzeiroisov v'loy b'knasoisov. When he makes a knas, that's like any other machlokes. Yochid v'rabim halacha k'rabim. We're not gonna, we'll outvote Rav Meir. But if Rav Meir makes a gzeir the rabbanon, so then the Gemara felt that his insight was better in human nature as far as making gzeiras. Halacha k'rameir b'gzeiroisov. So that's what Tosfos wants to know. If Rameir Chayish Lemiyuta is only Midirabbanon, so maybe it should be considered like a Gzeira, so maybe we should pass like Rameir Chashin Lemiyuta. So Tosfos says, no, we don't pass like Rameir. How do they know? So they show from the Loshon HaGemara. The Gemara says over here, two lines from the bottom of Yud Aleph and Veis, the Gemara asks, the Gemara makes a suggestion, maybe you follow Rav Hecha de'efshir. Someone murders someone else, so you don't know whether the person whom he murdered was a treif or not. So if you don't know, then you go basarot. But whenever, let's say, the roiv of the vegetables don't have any worms in them, so maybe you go basarot. Maybe you're not mechuyev to be baidik. So the Gemara says no. Maybe if the guy is dead, there's no way to be baidik to see whether he's a treif or not. Hecha de'efshir, you rely on roiv. But hecha de'efshir, when you can avoid relying on Rav, maybe you're supposed to avoid it. So the Gemara says, "There's mokum lachalek hechad efsher, efsher hechad lefsher lefsher." The loyte mahachi. The Gemara, if you're not going to distinguish like that, li Rav Meir the chayish lemiuta. According to the opinion of Rav Meir, who says chayshin lemiuta, would you mean to tell me hachanami de loyachol bisra? Rav Meir would never eat any flesh, because maybe the behemah that you shechted was a treifa and you don't know. Maybe the spot where you cut it by the neck, maybe there was a treifa's punkt over there, you didn't know. So the answer is no. Rameir chayshon miyuta is on hechad efsha, hechad efsha, efsha, so then you do rely on right. So the Loshon HaGemara is a dead giveaway that we don't pass like Rameir. Because the Gemara says, the Rameir, according to Rameir, the chayshon miyuta, how can you eat flesh? The Gemara should have said, l'didan hecha yachlin abis, how do we eat any flesh? So the question only was, according to Rameir, how does he eat flesh? Sounds like we're safe, we don't have any problems, because we don't pass like Rameir. So that's Tosfos' diuk from the Loshon. The bottom Tosfos says, midikama the Rameir, v'lokam hechi achlinan bisra, the Gemara didn't ask, how are we allowed to eat flesh? Maybe the animal that we shechted was a trait. The Gemara didn't word it like that. The Gemara worded it, if you would have held like Rameir, how could Rameir have eaten flesh? See, it's only Rameir's opinion, we don't really accept his opinion. So that's Tosfos Paskin's Lalacha, that we you see from the Gemara that we don't Paskin like Rav Meir. So this was the sugya that we learned before the summer. We learned these two sugyas. The one sugya on Daf Yud, about how do you know you follow Chazokah, status quo. You assume that everything stayed the same unless you ascertain that it really changed. And then Daf Yud Aleph was the question, how do you know you follow Ruba de Leisakamon? Ruba de Isakamon is the Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, Achi Rab Nahafis. How do you know you follow Ruba de Leisakamon? So the Gemara just comes to the conclusion that you do, but we don't really know exactly what the Mokar is. So that's the Rashi on the top of Yud Beis Amanalev writes, the two possibilities. Either it's Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai, the Taka not based on the Pasuk, or no, Inami, no, this too is included in the same Pasuk. When the Chumash says, Achi Rab Nahafis, not only does it apply to Aruba de Isa Kamon, even to Aruba de Leisa Kamon. Really, that Pasuk, Acharam Lahatas, tells you three different kinds of roiv. Let's say, on Pesach night, when you drink Arba Kaisa. So the din really requires you should drink the whole cup. But a lot of times we don't drink the whole cup. Under the chuppah, the chas and kal don't have to drink the whole cup. You just take a maloy lubma, a sip. When you make Kiddush and Avdali, you don't have to drink the whole cup. You just drink maloy lubma. But Pesach night, the Rambam learns in the Gemara, you got to drink the whole cup, or Ruba Kukula. If you drink Roiv Kais, then you say Ruba Kukula. When you make an Erev, when you make a Mechitza around an area to declare it as a Rishus HaYachid, so each bar, let's say the area is approximately rectangular in shape, So each bar, the northern, the eastern, the southern, the western, each bar of the rectangle should be rubai oimid. You have to have oimid meruba la paritz. You can have little breaks here and there in the area. You don't need a wall every single inch of the way. When you have to have more than 50% of that bar of the rectangle has to have an oimid, has to have a mechitza. So if you have ruba kekuloi, it's considered as if the whole thing is oimid, as if there's a mechitza from one end to the other. When you shech the neck of the animal, so you don't have to shech the entire kana, the entire veshet. If you shech the roiv of the kana, the roiv of the veshet, then you say ruba kekuloi. So this is based on the pasuk. Also, acharam lahata say ruba kekuloi. Then we have a din of bitl beroiv. That's also based on the same pasuk. Then you have the third din that roiv is mevarer. I don't know whether the fellow is chayv misa or not, because it's a split vote in the bezin. 13 dayanim say he deserves the death penalty, and 10 say that he doesn't deserve. So we go basa roiv to ascertain that he is chayv misa. You have a split vote in dini mamonis. 2 dayanim say that he owes the money, and 1 dayan says he doesn't owe the money. So the Torah says, acharam lahatas, you follow, the roiv is mevarer, the din. The roiv is mevarer the facts. The roiv is mevarer what the psak halacha is. And then you have the other two dinim also. Right, fine, that's what Rav Chaim Soloveitchik explained. Fine, the roiv is mevara that the guy is chai misa. 13 say chai misa, 10 say pata. But you have to have a gmar din from the bezdin. Only 13 get made a gmar din is at chayiv. But 11 are screaming pata. So you, a bezdin, the Sanhedrin is 23. So how do you have, there is no psak of the Sanhedrin. So the answer is ruba kukuloi. Ruba Kukula is considered as if the whole Sanhedrin passed on that is Chayiv Misa. When you have a split vote 2-1, so it's considered as if the entire Bezna of three, all the, when they have a split vote, all the three Dayanim have to sign that the guy has to pay the money. They don't write, we all agreed unanimously that he owes the money. If it was split vote, they don't write, we all agreed. You write, we came to the conclusion. When we learn Sanhedrin, the Gemara says you write it differently. If it's a unanimous vote, they write, we all agreed, we all came to the conclusion that he owes the money. And if it's a split vote, we write, we came to the conclusion. So it's mashma that there was a split vote and you came to the conclusion. So the roiv, the 2-1, or the 13-10, Acharam Lahatas tells you that's mevara that he really is chayim. So that's mevara the psak. Like roiv is mevara the facts. And then you say ruba kukula, it's considered as if the psak is issued by the entire bezin. And all of them have to write, sign their names on the bottom of the psak. Question is bitl beroiv. Where do you see in the pasuk acharam lahat is bitl beroiv? So that's questionable. Is it really? Rashi writes in one place later in Chulin that bitl beroiv, let's say a little chazashmalz, falls into a pot, a big pot of soup, and you can't taste the flavor of the chazashmalz, so it's a bottle b'shishim. So bitl is also based on the same pasuk acharam lahat. Ashayla, where do you see in the pasuk that is bitl beroiv? So that's a famous discussion in Shulchan Aruch. When you say bitl beroiv, it's really a machlekes, Rashi and Tosfos and Zvachim. What's a din? Let's say I have chopped meat. You have a meatball chopped meat. So I have 2/3 of a kazayis of nevela meat and 1/3 of a kazayis of geshochtene meat. And it's all chopped up together and you can't identify what's what. So do you say the miut of the kosher meat is bottle and the roiv of the nevela meat? And if you eat the kazayis, you get malchus? What do you say? No, how can you get malchus? We know that it's 1/3 kosher, and 2/3 of the kazayis is nevela. You only get malchus if you eat a whole kazayis of nevela. If it would have been the reverse, 2/3 of the kazayis is kosher meat, and 1/3 would be nevela, you would say bitl beroiv. The meat loses its identity in the conglomerate, and it's ois nevela. Isa nepach lias heta. Bitl beroiv, the isa converts to become heta. But what about the reverse? Would you say heta nepach lias iser? Also bitl beroi. So the Prima Gadim quotes at the Minchas Koyin, there's a sefer. Prima Gadim lived in the 1700s. Minchas Koyin was earlier. Minchas Koyin is a sefer only on three topics. One of them is Taruvus, Hilchos Taruvus. One is Ben Hashmashis, and one is Amir Liakim, I think. Only on these three topics. So the Prima Gadim quotes in Yeridaya that the Minchas Koyin raises this question. And then he finally discovered that it's a beferish machlekes Rashi and Tosfos in Zvachim and Afayim Ches, and it's machlekes a gigantic ran, a long, long ran in Avodah Zarah. The ran has machlekes, but the Rambam, when you say bitl beroiv, if you have a miut heter and a roiv avisser, they say the heter takes on the properties of the iser, or maybe only say fakert, if a miut iser falls into a roiv of heter, so the miut loses its original identity, but it doesn't take on a new identity. Does it take on a new identity when it becomes batel b'roiv? So that's what the Rabbeinu Tam, in asking the kasha that we mentioned before, the Rabbeinu Tam seems to be assuming such a davar poshut. You have 10 people that are all chayiv misa, so 9 of them deserve skila and 1 deserves sreifa. Sreifa is less than skila. So, and we got mixed up, you don't know who's who. So Rabbeinu Tam asks, why don't you say bitl b'roiv? Bitl b'roiv makes it that the one who's batel b'roiv takes on the chayiv skila. The miut takes on the properties of the roiv. That's a surprising statement. We know bitl b'roiv all over in Shas means the miut loses its identity if iser falls into heter. So the miut loses its identity. Iser nepech lias heter. If a davar tami falls into dvarim tahirim, so the Gemara Mechores Daf Chav Gimel talks about bitl b'roiv, the tuma disappears. No ma tuma. But to say that the miut takes on the properties of the roiv, and it becomes nevela, and you get malchus if you eat a kazayis, that's a chiddush. So that's what the Rabbeinu Tam seems to be assuming and asking the kash in the first place. That the one who's only chayiv sreifa should be batel b'roiv with the 9 who are chayiv skila, and he should become batel b'roiv. He should take on the properties of the 9. He should be chayiv skila also.
Logically, it follows. I mean, if you hold, but on the other side, why didn't it work on the other side?
No, there's room to distinguish. The Akhrenim have this discussion. I have strings have to be made prepared lishma to use them for tzitzis. So I have 10 chutim were made lishma, and one string is exactly the same as the other was not made lishma, and now I can't identify which is which. So the Onig Yontev has that discussion. Do you say bitl b'roiv? It takes on the properties of lishma, or you have matzahs that were baked lishma, shmura matzah baked lishma, then you have a pshuta matzah. You look at them and there's no way to identify which is which. So do you say the miut is bottled b'roiv and it takes on the properties of the roiv and it becomes shmura matzah? But you say, no, how can it take on? When your miut is bottled b'roiv, it loses its original identity. It's no longer treif. It's no longer chasbid. It doesn't take on new properties. So that's a machloikis in Rishonim, Rashi and Taisus, and other Rishonim. And in Yoredei, it's a machloikis. Out of Paskin.
When we say by Paskin Chalachachachachachachachachachachachachachachach, so if you have 2/3 Basr and 1/3 Chalav, Kazayis, would everybody agree that you are Loka on that one?
Right. The Gemara says everyone agrees that you are Loka, right? If you have 2/3 of a Kazayis of flesh and 1/3 of a Kazayis of cheese, and you cook them all together, it becomes Basr B'Chalav. So they both are basa b'chalav, the flesh with the cheese. They both become basa b'chalav, the exact same isa. So that's the same thing. You don't have to say the cheese takes on the properties of the flesh, the flesh takes on the properties of the cheese. Neither takes on any property. They both become basa b'chalav. Because there's tam basa in the chalav, there's tam chalav in the basa. So everything is basa b'chalav, and it's the same isa. So that if you eat a kazayis, 2/3 of a kazayis of flesh and 1/3 of a kazayis of cheese, and everything is basa b'chalav, so we learn to gemar kol basa, then you will be loike. Okay, this is a famous sugi with the famous Rabbeinu Tam, famous topics here. Okay, they will start the gemar in the next daf, and you'd base them in Aleph, a few lines from the top, 4 lines from the top. Amram Nachon Amar Rav, what's the din in the following case? I'm watching the way a person shechts an animal, and I'm watching from the beginning to the end. You see the way he picks up the knife and he says the bracha and he does the shechita from the beginning to the end. Imra'ehu mitchilo v'yad sof, if I'm watching from the beginning to the end and I see that he did a correct job, I know hilcha shechita and I see that he did it properly. Mutalechal mishchitos v'imlav, and if I was not watching from the beginning to the end, osalechal mishchitos. Period. Frag the Gemara, Rav Nachman Amarav, what's the case? Echidami. What's the case that we're talking about? Idi yoda de gomir, if I know the Sheikhet. I know that he knows Hilcha Shechita, so why do I have to watch him from the beginning to the end? I'll ask him at the end, did you shecht properly? He'll tell me shecht it properly. Good. Why do I have to? What does he need a Mashgiach? If he knows how to shecht, Idi yoda de gomir, if I know that he knows the dinim, gomir means he's learned. Gemara. He knows the dinim is lamali ra'ah. What do I have to watch him? V'di yoda deloy garmin, if I know that he does not know, the sheikh does not know shechita. So pshita. So what did he discover in America? He need Rav Nachman to quote Rav. Such a prominent authority has to pshita. So what's the chiddush? Ela v'norvasa must be neither of these cases. Ela, the third case, the loyada igomer iloga. I don't know whether he knows hilchas shechita. Does know hilchas shechita. So therefore, I have to watch from the beginning to the end. So the Gemara says, why do you have to watch? What? And if you weren't watching from the beginning to the end, says you're not allowed to eat this place. The Gemara says, why? Well, we have already ascertained earlier in the perek, lema. Why shouldn't I say rov b'nsoimet shechita mumchem heim? The Gemara says, you have a right to follow the Rav. If I don't know one way or the other whether he knows Hilchas Shechita, but he shechted and he walked away. If he's still here, so I should test him to see if he knows Hilchas Shechita. I can't ask him, do you know Hilchas Shechita? Maybe any there, any there. May not even realize that he does know. But I have to fire him. That's what the Beis HaLevi points out. You don't ask him, do you know Hilchas Shechita? They may think, a lot of people think they know everything and they don't know anything yet. But you have to fire him to see. So the Gemara says, if you know that he knows Hilchas Shechita, what do you have to watch? If you know that he does know Hilchas Shechita, pshita, what do you need Rab Nachman to tell you? And if you don't know one way or the other, so if he's lefaneinu, so faherim. If he's not lefaneinu, so lema, why shouldn't we say, Rav Mitzvah Metz Shechit Mumchem, go on the Rav. Milo Tanya, don't we have the following Tosefta that says, Hareitza Matzot Tanigar Lashchuta Bashuk. I see a chicken that seems to be geshochten properly. It was cut by the neck the way it's supposed to be done. Or I sent a shliach, please shech the chicken for me. And then I go and I find a geshocht and a chicken in my kitchen. I said, please shech the chicken and leave it on the table in the kitchen. I come to the kitchen. I don't have a cell phone, so I didn't call up the shliach to ask him what he did his job. But I see that it's a geshocht and a chicken in the kitchen. It's chaskas ha-shochot. We assume that it's geshocht and properly. Alma, what do you see? I mean, in Rav Mitzvah Metz Shechit and Mumchem Heim, the first case. I'm just walking in the street and I see a geshocht and a chicken. So I have the right to assume that it's geshocht and properly. Properly. Rav of the people who get involved in the Shechit know what they're doing. So
it's not Rav. It's
chaskas.
Cheskasa
means the ruba de leis gamma. The word chazaka is used in the Gemara with many different meanings. So sometimes it means status quo, whatever it was yesterday, and over here it just means the derive. You have the right to assume that it's a ruba de leis gamma. The probability is that it's properly geshochten. Chazaka means different things. Let's say if something repeats itself two or three times, you have a chazaka. That's a different kind of chazaka. Then there's a kinyan chazaka, kind of chazaka, kind of karka, but chazaka, all different kinds of chazaka. So this, very often, chazaka nigmo just means a ruba de leisa kama.
If he's a shechet, he's done it many times, so that this shows that even if I don't know who he is,
I don't know who shechted it.
Yeah.
I just find a bag in the street wrapped up, a geshocht and a chicken. I don't know, it's obviously didn't come from a non-kosher slaughterhouse, they wouldn't cut it by the neck. But the goyim, they cut it differently, let's say. A geshocht and a chicken. So the Gemara says, it's an aveda. So I didn't drop it. So I try to find out who's the owner. I'm waiting. I can't know to who to give it back to. So I keep it myself and I eat it. So you assume, Rav Mitzvah Metz Shechit Mumchem Heim. You assume the Rav is that it was geshocht properly.
Would it matter whether or not he found it in a, let's say, non-Jewish neighborhood? It had all the simanim that was shechted properly.
Different,
but the neighborhood where he found it.
The Gemara has the din of, the Gemara quoted it earlier. If you have nine stores in the city where they sell kosher meat and one store where they sell nevela meat, so you go basar, right? What if it's closer? What if it's in the non-Jewish neighborhood? So that's called roiv v'koriv. The roiv indicates, let's say, if nine stores are kosher and one store is treif, so the roiv is that it's probably kosher. But I found it korev. The korev was found in a non-Jewish neighborhood. So the Gemara Baba Basa has a discussion. What if you have roiv and korev pulling in two directions? So we pass and roiv wins. The roiv is a better birur than the korev. Korev is a birur, but roiv is a better birur. So the Gemara wants to know, what's the shaila over here? The answer is by the tiny letter Gimel. The Yoilam, we're talking about a kid. Yeah. The Gemara has that kasha. The Gemara, how do you know that you go bus a karev? So it's based on the pasuk ve'egel arufa. You have to measure to the city svivus hacholo. You find the person murdered in Eretz Yisrael anoda mihiko. You have to measure to the cities nearby, and the closest city has to bring an egel arufa because we assume that the murderer must have come from that city. So the Gemara says, but what if the closest city only has population of 2,000, and the furthest city has population of 2,000,000? So why don't you say roiv bekarv hoch macher haroiv? So the furthest city should bring the egel arufa. So the Gemara seems to say that the furthest city does bring the egel arufa, or at least the furthest city shows that the murderer didn't come from this city, so maybe nobody brings an egel arufa. And the Rama Mepis doesn't say like that. It's a shalva how to read that Gemara in Bava Basra, the second parak. That's the sugya of Roy Bikarev. Yeah. So the Gemara says, what case is Rab Nachman talking about? That only if I watch the Mshecht from the beginning to the end can I eat it? And if I didn't watch Mshecht, I'm not allowed to eat. If I know that he's a good Shechet, what do I have to watch him? He tells me that it's Geshechten properly. If I know that he doesn't know Hilchah Shechita since Adobe Pashat, of course, I have to watch from the beginning to end. If I don't know one way or the other, so you should be mekel and assume that Robin Tzumet Shechita Mumchemheim. So what is the Chiddush of Rab Nachman? Why does Rab Nachman say you have to watch from the beginning to the end? So the Gemara says the case must be Li Oilam by the tiny letter Gimel, Li Oilam Diyara Delagomer. I know the fellow does not know Hilcha Shechita. So what's the Chiddush of Rab Nachman that only if you watch from the beginning to the end? No, Ukigon, we're talking. The Shochet, come on, he shechted in front of us. Chat Simon, you have to shecht the Kona and the Veshet. So he shechted the first Simon properly. Ukigon, the Shochet, come on, Chat Simon, Shaper. He shechted the first Simon properly. And then I walked away and I didn't watch him shecht the second Simon. So Ma'ud the Tema, one might have said, Midahai Shapir, just like he shechted the first one properly, Hachnami, the second Simon, is also Shapir. He did a good job shechting the second one. Kamash Malon, you have no right to assume that. Hai, maybe the first one that he shechted properly. Hai means this one was Yisramuya Yisramile Bimikre. It happened Bimikre that he did a good job. But basically, since I know that he does not Hilcha Shechita, I can't assume that he shechted the second one properly. Idach, the second Simon, the other one, Shemesho, Shemadoras. Maybe he did a psul in the shechita. Some psulim in the shechita, you look at the chicken, you can detect it. Whether he shechted too high or too low. Look on the neck, where did he shecht it? But shehi and drosa, there's no way to detect it by looking at the chicken. So just because that's the chiddush of Rav Nachman, we were watching the fellow who does not know hilcha shechita. Watch him shecht the first simon in front of us, and he did a good job. And then we weren't watching when he did the second simon. Rav Nachman tells you, you should not assume that just like you did a good job in the first one, did a good job in the second one, you can't rely at all. And you can't rely on him, he's going to tell you that he did. Milsa de la Rami Alei Dinish Lavadaiti, he does know Hilcha Shechita, he won't be able to tell you, in all honesty, he won't be able to tell you that he did a good job, he won't be able to describe what he did even, if he does know what he's looking for. So you're not going to find it.
It seems he just started to learn it.
The first time that he shechted, so that's how the Gemara suggests. Now the Gemara has a new shad. He asked the shad of Rab Nachman, what's the din in the following case? I ask someone, please do me a favor, say ushchot, please go shecht a chicken. I give him a chicken, I say, please, here's $25, go buy a chicken and go shecht it and leave it on my kitchen on the table. I come home an hour later, and there's a chicken geshechten on the kitchen table, but I have no telephone. I can't call a guy up and ask him, did you shecht? I don't know who shechted it. So the fellow whom I asked, please go buy a chicken and shecht it, he knows hilcha shechita. I don't know if he did it. So do you have the right to assume chazaka shaliach osa shlichusa? If I ask someone to take care of something for me, that's, I think we must have learned it in Erevin, on Daf Lamed Aleph, on the side to give you the cross reference. And Erevin is like this. I want to go chutz l'tchum on Shabbos, so you're not allowed to go chutz l'tchum. So I ask someone, please make an erev etchun. And then he goes, okay, I'm going to go take care of it. Then he doesn't call me back. I have no way of contacting him. I don't know whether he made the erev etchun or not. Do I have the right to assume that chazok ha-shaliach osel shlichus, he said he's going to take care of it for me? And he has the ability, he has automobile, and he knows how to drive, and he has a box of matzahs, a jar of gefilte fish. He can make the erev etchun. So do I have the right to assume chazoke rubedek leisekamon shaliach osa shlichus? He said he's going to take care of it. He took care of it. Or maybe no. Maybe you have no right to assume such a chazaka, such a rule of Amesa Kamar. So that's a discussion in Erevin. The Gemara comes to the maskana that with respect to dinim deraisa, you have no right to rely on chazaka shliach osav shlechusay, but to go chutz l'tchum is only an isa derabbanan, tchum is only derabbanan. So by dinim derabbanan, you do have a right to rely on chazaka shliach osav shlechusay. I think we must have discussed. Rab Chaim Moshe has a tshuv in a sefer. If he asks people to please deliver shalach manas for you. So if the other person calls back and he says, thank you for your beautiful shalach manas, or they send you back a shalach manas, they know that he got it. So you know that two people received it, fine. But if nobody calls back, and the fellow whom you sent also doesn't call you back to tell you that I delivered it. So do you have the right to assume chazak ha-shliach 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 ha-shliach, or do you have to check to make sure? Should you treat, so should you say that it's only a din derabbanan, so by dinim derabbanan, the Gemara is mekel, you may rely on chazak ha-shliach 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 ha-shliach. Maybe I should say shalach manas is a mitzvah derabbanan that appears in Kisvei HaKodesh, so we call that Divrei Kabbalah. A din derabbanan that's recorded in the Nevi'im Uksuvim, a din chumash is usually a din derais, a din in the Nevi'im Uksuvim is sometimes only a din derabbanan, but it has the approval of the Bezon Shalmaila for it. Nevi'im Uksuv Merit Merach HaKodesh, so Divrei Kabbalah is slightly more chomer than dinim derabbanan. Divrei Kabbalah gedivrei Torah damyan. So that's what Rav Chaim Moshe discusses. Do you have the right to be mekel to say chazak shliach osav shlichusay by shalach manas, and maybe I should say divrei kabbalah kedivrei Torah damyan? So he's mekel. He says because Tosfos says on that daf in Erevin that the ikar adin chazak shliach osav shlichusay should really work on dinim deraisa as well. It really is a good roiv. The fellow said he's going to take care of it for me, and he's reliable. If he's a shlemiel and I know in the past he has not taken care of things, then you don't say chazak shliach osav shlichusay. For sure not. If I know he's extremely reliable, an extremely reliable person, like everybody asks the rabbi to sell a chametz for them. Bar Yura Bai Matzah is a din deraisa. So all the balabatim in the shul have to call up the rabbi in Erev Pesach, did you sell a chametz? They don't call him up. So why do they rely on the chazak shliach osav shlichusay? Bar Yura Bai Matzah is a din deraisa. So you should have to call up to make sure that the rabbi sold the chametz. Rav Chaim Moshe writes that in Europe they used to have a minig when they asked the rabbi to sell the chametz, he used to give him a few dollars. When they give him a few dollars, that's part of the rabbi's job to sell the chametz. So he suggests, he doesn't know, he suggests maybe the reason for the minig is that the rabbi knows that if he doesn't sell the chametz, he has to give back all the money. So he's going to be extra careful. He's a rabbi, so he's a medakta kemitzvus, and knows he's going to have to give back all the money. So the Gemara says, if you have a shaliach who for sure is conscientious, extremely conscientious, everybody agrees chazak shliach osav shlichusay. And if you have an individual whom we know from past record is not conscientious, not too reliable, a shlemiel, then everybody agrees you don't say chazak shliach osav shlichusay. The whole discussion is an average guy. He's probably going to be careful about it, probably. But it's not that certain. So Tosfos says, min ha-Torah, really, the din is chazak ha-shliach osav shlichusay, even with respect to dinim deraisa. It's only a chumer mid-rabbanan that by dinim deraisa you don't rely chazak ha-shliach osav shlichusay. So even by Divrei Kabbalah, by Shalach Manas, came in Mekelzayn. That's Rav Chaim Moshe's tshuva. So that's where the Gemara raised an issue. They asked the Shaila of Rav Nachman. I asked an average person, not extremely reliable, not a shlemiel. I asked an average guy, could you go please chef the chicken for me and put it on my kitchen table? I come home and I find it on the kitchen table. So do I have the right to assume chazok ha-shliach osav shlichusay? He knows hilchos shechita. I have the right to assume that he did it. Or maybe I have to be concerned. Maybe someone else shechted the chicken and I'm not allowed to eat it. So that's what they asked of Rav Nachman. What's the dip? Amalai, so Rav Nachman answered, it's okay. Cheskos or shochut, you can eat the chicken. Then he asked another shalach. Amal shalachet say a trom. What if I ask you, I say I have vats and vats of tevel at home. I have a lot of food at home, I can't eat it because I didn't take out the trumas and mice. Please do me a favor and be mafresh trumas and mice. I come home and I see that somebody came to my home and they set aside a portion that just says this is truman, this is my serishin, and this is my sesheni. So do I have the right to assume that the man whom I asked to take care of it took care of it, and I made him a shliach? And the truma of maaseh has to be the afrash has to be done. Either the farmer, the owner, has to be mafrish, or the person who was appointed is a shliach. If some stranger comes in and he's torim al dovash enish aloi, so the first Mishnah in Truma says, chamish aloi troma vim torma ein troma asum truma. There are five people who have to mafrish truma samayis and not chal. So three of them are the lucky winners, cherishay to the cotton. Whatever they do is not chal. Okay, Allah bardas. And one of the remaining two is hatorim al sheinish aloi. If a person is mafish trumas amaisis on something that's not his. So here the case is, I ask someone, do me a favor, my kitchen is open, please go, I have tons and tons of tevel, please go be mafish trumas amaisis. So he goes, he says he's going to take care of it, he goes. Then I come to my house and I say, I see, somebody was mafish trumas amaisis. Do I have the right to assume that the shliuch whom I appointed was mafish? Do I have to be concerned? Maybe some stranger came in whom I didn't appoint, and therefore I'm not allowed to eat it. So Rab Nachman answers, in that case, Hoy Malushlucha, it say the Trom Halach Matzatorum, my what's the din? I'm allowed. No. En chaskasatorum. You're not allowed to eat it. You have to be concerned. Maybe a stranger was Mafish Chumasamisis, and you never authorized him. So he asked the question, the two answers that you gave contradict each other. I asked you the first question, who asked? But may Rabdimi by Yosef asked two shaylos of Rab Nachman. If I ask you, please check the chicken, then I go home and an hour later and I find the chicken geshochten in the kitchen table, he says, you do rely that he shechted it. You do rely chazok eshlechos eshlechot. Nevelos adin deras, he rely. But if I ask you, please be mafrish trumas amaisis, I come home, I cannot rely on the fact that you did it, maybe some stranger did it, I never appointed him as a shlech. So the Gemara asks, manam shech, isn't it a contradiction? Ichazok eshlechos eshlechutzai, if you, on the one hand, by the shechita, you rely that the shliach did it, so afilu truma nami should be good. V'i, on the other hand, you say, V'i, ein chazok ha-shliach ha-shlichusa, like the Gemara in Erevim, by dinam deraisa, you can't rely on the chazok ha-chumim with the rabbanon, not to rely on this ruba deleisa kamon, that he said he's going to take care of it, he probably did care. So afilu shechita nami loy, so how come you can eat the chicken? How come there's a difference between eating the chicken and eating the tevel with the truma? Amalei, so he was, Rashi says he was kidding with him. Rab Nachman was kidding with Rab Dimi by Yosef. So he says, if you service me a little bit, I'll tell you the secret. I want you to pay me in service. So he says, go measure some salt for me. If you measure a big measurement of salt, do me some service, then I'll tell you the secret. Rashi says he was kidding with him. So he did the service for him, and then he says, so what's the answer? So he says, Liyailam, Ein Chazak Shlichos and Shlichus. With respect to Dinim Deraisa, you have no right to rely on Chazak Shlichos and Shlichus. But by Shechita, even if someone else shechted it, you say, Robin Tzoy Meir to Shechita Mumchem Hein. Whoever shechted it, we're going to assume, you go Basarayv, that he did a good job. But by Hafrashas, Trumas, and Mises, somebody else did it, Taiknish. Because only came to Rima Gamatem, only the farmer himself, or Gam the Rabbis and Sashalir, Kushlir, whom he authorized. But if a third party, someone not the farmer himself, and not the Shlir who was authorized, going to be Mafish, Trumas, and Mises, then it's no good. The whole Afrosha is no good. So that's what he says. That's the difference. The Yoilam, the answer is, by the tiny letter of the Yoilam, the answer is, Ein Chazak, Shlir, Chosu, Shlir, Husay, it's a din that rise, he cannot be lied. Ushchita inami, leaving out the next word. Inami inishachmina shama biyazal shachat. Even if a stranger, even if a different person went, still good. Roman say meitzah shchita mumchem. We assume whoever did the shchita, the right is that they did a good job. But truma, we have to be concerned since we don't, with respect to dinim deraisa, we don't rely on chazaka shlichas. Dilma inishachmina shama biyazal toram. Maybe a different person heard that I asked this man to be mafrish. And then havalei torim shaloi midas, and the other person is mafish truma. I never appointed him as a shliach, and that's not locha. A torim shaloi midas ain't truma, also truma. Only the farmer or the shliach who was appointed. So, then the Gemara raises a possibility. The Gemara raises a question. This chazaka that we had early on Daf Gimel, and we repeat it again over here. Roben soimet shechita mumchem hein. If you find the chicken geshachten, say have the right. You don't know who shechted it, or someone. I'm watching someone shechts a chicken. It looks I wasn't watching the whole time. I don't know the person who shechta. I don't know who he is, and I didn't have a chance to speak to them in learning to see the nosel for shechita. So you have a right to assume rovin sui meitz shechita mumchem. So the Gemara says, lema, should I say that issue is really totally in a machlokes hatanoim? Lema, should I say the rovin sui meitz shechita mumchem heim is a machlokes tanoihi? The Tanya, we have a tosefta that reads as follows. Agir says, Haresha Ovdulo Gidoya Vitarnagurlo. I have goats, I have chickens, and they got lost. That's the girsa that we have. Taisus has a different girsa. Haresh, next to the last Taisus, this is an important little Taisus. Haresha Ovdu, Hu Adin Nignavu. Not only Ovdu, if the chickens or the goats got lost, even if it's Gigamvit, because just because the guy is a Ganev, the Mishum, the Choshed Agneva, lo Choshed Anavela. Just because he's a ganef, Ben Adam Lachaber, people are mezalza, but Ben Adam Hamokem, that they would never mess around with that. Not going to eat any nevela. That's what Tosis says. Tosis quotes, it says Beferish in the Tosefta. But with Tosefta, Ktani Behed, you stayed Beferish, Nignava Lo Tana Goylis, Umotza, if it was Gigamvit. But Anagamar doesn't say Gigamvit. So this, maybe we'll talk about this a little later. So the Gemara quotes this Tosefta. So in the Girsa in the Gemara, they don't have Gigamvit. The Girsa Gemara says, Ovdu. My goats and my chickens got lost. Halach, I'm looking for them. Halach, mitzvam shchutim. I find that someone shechted them. So what's the din? So it's a machlokes hatanoim. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to be concerned. Maybe it's in a veil. Rabbi Chanina, Benosha, Rabbi Yehuda said, glili matir. So it sounds like that's the machlokes. Do you have the right to assume the robin sume so shchitim mumchim hein? Or not necessarily so? That's the machlokes. Omar Rebbe, and Rebbe makes a compromise. Rabbi Yehuda Anosi makes a compromise in the Machlokes HaTanaim. Sounds like he's making, the Gemara is going to reinterpret it, but it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda Anosi is making a compromise. Nirim Hadvarim Shel Rabbi Yehuda, I think Rabbi Yehuda is right that Oyser, you're not allowed to eat it. If Mitzvah Ba'ashpa, if I find it in a garbage heap, I find it in a garbage can. So obviously it's not kosher, it's in a veil. Why then they threw it in the garbage? Cause it's not smelly flesh. It's perfectly good. It's not contaminated flesh. So why they put it in the garbage? The stomach, because it's nevela. And he thinks the other tanev, Reb Chanina, Moshe Abdias Aglili, I think he's right. If in Tzom Babayit, if I find it on the kitchen table, so obviously somebody shechted it, and it's a proper shechita, and they didn't sign their name, they didn't say who they are, but then you can assume Robin Tzumet so shechita mumcheim. So we're going to have to discuss Rabbi's compromise. So first the Gemara says, "In Vos Bashteita Machlokes over here, Rabbi Yehuda, and the next Tana, Rabbi Chanina ben Moshe Rabbi Yosef Glili." If I don't know who the Shechet is, the Gemara says, "My love, Vos Yeden B'Hokam Efligim." Some of the Machlokes between the first two Tanoim is this: the Mar Sover Amin Rabbi Simei Shechita Mumchem Heim. The second Tana, Rabbi Chanina ben Moshe Rabbi Yosef Glili, thinks if you're not sure who the Shechet is, you have a right to be Tayla LaHakel. The right people are going to nem zechunta to shecht a chicken or a behemah, know what they're doing. And my sovereign Rabbi Yehuda says, "Lo amin a roman simet to shechita mumchem hem." You have no right to assume like that. So luchar, what we're assuming all along, roman simet to shechita is really a machlekes hatanoim. That's the gemara. Lema, should I say tanoim? Should I say that this issue is really a machlekes hatanoim? So the gemara thinks that it's not so. The gemara thinks. Gemara says lo. They don't. Om Rav Nachma Yitzchak lo. I don't think that's what they're arguing about. He thinks the kuli alma. Everybody agrees. Rav Nachma Yitzchak shechita mumchem heim. If someone shechts a beim and he walks away, you don't know who he is. Everyone, all the Tanaim would agree. You have a right to be mekel. Uba bayis. And if you find it on the kitchen table, like a shechten a chicken, like a shechten a calf or something, kuli alma lapli the shari. Everyone would agree that is a chamuta. Uba ashpa. Shebashuk, and if I find it in a garbage heap in the street, in the garbage can, is guli amal apligi the aser. Obviously, even if the guy knew hachshchita, why did he throw it in the garbage? Because he made a mistake. He made a nevela. Keep pligi. When is there a machlekes in the Tosefta between Rabbi Yehuda Oyser, Rabbi Chanina, Merosh, Rabbi Yosef Glili Mat? They're arguing a specific case. Bashpa shebabayis. I found this geshacht and a chicken near the garbage can. I didn't find it in the garbage can in the kitchen. Nearby. Found it nearby the garbage can. So that's the machlokes. Mar sabar or the maser lahatol nevelosa ba'ashpesha ba'bayis. Since it's near the garbage can, you have to be concerned. Maybe it's in a vela. That's why it's near. He didn't put it on the kitchen table. It's near the garbage can. And mar sabar, the other Tana says no. Eron maser lahatol nevelosa ba'ashpesha ba'bayis. He didn't find it in the garbage can. He finds it near. He would have thrown it outside in the garbage. He wouldn't leave it in the kitchen. Since he left it in the kitchen, so it must be that it's a kosher geshacht in the chin. So Gemara is so convinced of this, even though they have to seft it, that sounds like black and white. That's the machlokes. The Gemara reinterprets the tesefta to say they don't think that's what they're like. The kuli alma, they think everybody agrees to what we develop. That there is such a roiv, there is such a roiv. Roiv mitzvah meshachim munchemein. And the machlokes is on a special case. Freg the Gemara, once you reinterpreted the brisa, if you find the geshacht and the chicken and the garbage heap in the kitchen and the garbage heap in the street, everybody agrees that it's a nevela. If you find it in the kitchen table, everybody agrees that it's kosher. You found it near the garbage, you didn't find it in the garbage can, you found it in the kitchen near the garbage can, machlek is in a special case. So what did Rabbi Yudah Nasi make a compromise? Rabbi Yudah Nasi says, I think the din is like sometimes like Rabbi Yudah and sometimes like Rabbi Chanin and Rabbi Shabbi Yasek Lili. Amamar, it says in the Braise, on the first white line, in the Gemara it says, Amamar, it says in the Braise, Amar Rebbe makes a compromise, Rabbi Yudah Nasi makes a compromise. I think that sometimes Rabbi Yudah is right, asering, and sometimes Rabbi Chanin is right to be matter. Near the Rabbi Yudah, Shemitzon Ba'ashpa. I think Rabbi Yudah is right that it's us if he found it in the Ashpa, in the garbage heap. Fact, the Gemara, my Ashpa. What is he talking about? If he's going to say Ashpa Shebashuk, the garbage heap in the street, all the Tanaim agree. Ho Amrit, he just said the Kuli Amala Pliga the Asa. They all agree. So what is it? What is Rebbe making a compromise? That's not a compromise. Even the second Tana agrees there. Ela Navas Ela Pshita Bashpa Shebabais. That's what he means. He found it in the kitchen near the garbage can. Read the next line. Ema Sefer Zog, say the next line. Rebbe says, V'divri Reb Chanine, I think the din is Lahakel, if Mitzvah Babayis, if he found it in the kitchen. Fegmar, what do you mean you found it in the kitchen? My Bayis, what do you mean? E Lema, if you're going to say Bayis Mamish, I found the Geshacht and the chicken on the table in the kitchen. So he just said before there never was a machlekes there. So what do you mean Rebbe's making a compromise? Everybody agrees that it's mutter. That the compromise is pshita ba'ashpa shababais. Feg the Gemara. So the two things of Rebbe contradict each other. First he says, I think Rebbe Yudah is right, lechumra, to aser, if you found it ba'ashpa shababais. Then he says, and I think Rebbe Chanina is right, that you make it if you found it ba'ashpa shababais. So he's talking about both sides of his mouth. What's the compromise that he made? He didn't make any compromise. He just contradicts himself. Feg Markasha the Rebbe are the Rebbe. What's the compromise over here? So Gemara says, no, Rebbe never made a compromise. We read it wrong. It doesn't mean I am making a compromise. I'm a Rebbe. Nirim divi Rebbe Yudah. I think Rebbe Yudah is right in this case, and I think Rebbe Chanin is right in that case. No. He says, Hachikama, this is what Rebbe meant to say. The top line on the base. Nirim divi Rebbe Yudah the Rebbe Chanina. Rebbe Yudah says also, Rebbe Chanina agrees with him, Be'ashpa Shebashuk, Shafi the Rebbe Chanina, Melo Shafi Yasek, Lilav Nechal Kalavela Be'ashpa Shebabais. That's what it means. Every so often you have it like that in the Gemara. They quote Rebbe, sounding like he's making a compromise. I think the din is sometimes like this Tana, sometimes like the other Tana. And the Gemara will reinterpret it and say, Nirim Divrei Pliny, he's not making a compromise. He meant to say that the other Tana agrees with the first Tana in that case, and the first Tana agrees with the second Tana in that case. And they only argue on one case, and he doesn't say what the din is in that case. That's the Machlokes Satana. So the Gemara is so convinced that the they're not prepared to say it's a machlekes hatanaim. They say all the tanaim agree lahakam. So here the Beis Halevi is Rabbi Yosha Ber Soloveitchik, that was the father of Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik. Beis Halevi has a lot on the beginning of Chulin. There's a lot of comments on Yerideya, Hilchos Treifos. So on this little Taisus, Nignavu, he shows that this is a fundamental machlekes in Yeridei, a machlekes. The Rashba wrote a sefer called Teres Abayis. I think I once mentioned, we once made a bar mitzvah, well, I think it was my first son, made a bar mitzvah in the yeshiva, and a nephew of ours came for Shabbos to the bar mitzvah. So Rabbi Lifshitz was there, so Rabbi Lifshitz said, Shalom Aleichem, and he said, where do you learn Zakte? He learns in Torah Vedah. So what are you learning Zakte? He's learning Chulet. So Rabbi Lifshitz says, are you learning Chulet with the Torah Sabayis? The Rashba wrote a sefer Torah Sabayis. So he said, no. So he said, then you're not learning Chulet. He didn't know what he was talking about. So many years went by, and then he learned Yerideya to get smicha, and then he learned the Torah Sabayis, and then he understood. Torah Sabayis explains everything from A to Z. He tells you Rashi and Tesis and the Rambam and the Ramban, and he gives his own opinion. Torah Sabayis. The whole Yerideya, the beginning of Yerideya, was all based on the Rashba and the Torah Sabayis. Different sections of Shulchan Aruch are based on different svar. Like Hilchus Avelis is all based on the Ramban's Hilchus Avelis and the Rosh. And a lot of other sections of Shulchan Aruch are straight from the Rambam, and a lot of sections of Chashem Mishpat are straight from the Sefer HaTrumais. Has a lot of Achtoris. Different sections are quoting from other parts of Rishon. So the Torah Sabayis was written by the Rashba, who was the Talmud of the Ramban, and then another Talmud of the Ramban, the Ra'or, Rabban Alev, he wrote Hasogas Berak Habayis. He's fixing up the broken house. The Rashba wrote a Torah Sabayis, all the Dinim, and the Ra'or always kicks him. He always says, no, that's wrong, and that's wrong. Every page, like the Ravid has Hasogas on the Rambam, so Rabban Alevi has running comments, Hasogas, not comments. The Hasogas, he disagrees. So one of the many disputes they have is this: what's the nature of the Din of Roy Mitzui Meitzah Shechita Mumchemein? Is this a psychological umdina? A mensch nemtzach nishtunte to do something. I'm a waste nish and I can nish nemtzach nishtunte. Is that the word? Psychological. You don't nemtzach unte to go shecht a chicken, a behema, if you don't know what you're doing. So it has nothing to do with cheskech kashrus. It doesn't matter whether you're religious or not religious. A normal person nemtzach nishtunte to do something if he doesn't know what he's doing. Or should I say no? Afruma Yid is not going to be marshal somebody else in an Aveira. So I'm going to shecht your chicken and leave it in the kitchen for you. If I don't know Hilchus Shechita, so I wouldn't be marshal you in eating the veil. So Rav Mitzvah Shechita Mumchemeim simply means that Yed Yid Hot HaCheskas Kashrus, and he wouldn't be marshal the other guy. What's an Afkemina? So they have a machlaikas, the Rashba and the Ra'or have a machlaikas. What if the fellow who does the Shechita is a Ganef? I know he's Nishken Elechi Yid. He doesn't have a cheskas kashas. So if it's psychological that a mens nemtzach nishtunte to do a job, if he doesn't know how to accomplish it, so still, if the ganef is very learned, but he's a ganef, cheskas kashas. So if the ganef shechted and he leaves on my kitchen table, so then you assume that he must have done a good job. But if it's based on cheskas kashas, this fellow does not have a cheskas kashas. So the Beis Halevi points out that the Gemara didn't quote the Tosefta the way Tosfos quotes it. Tosfos, that little Tosfos on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Harisha Ovdu, Hu Adin Nignavu, Hu V'Tosefta K'tani Behedya Nignavu. So he says, that's what it says in the Tosefta. But the Bavli is quoting that Tosefta and didn't quote it Kitzurasa. The Bavli changed the text of the Tosefta because they seem to disagree. So he says, this is really fundamentally a Machloikas Harishonim. What's the nature of Robin Tzuymetz Shechita Mumchemein? Then he shows there's another machlokes between the Rashba and the Ra'or. Let's say a fellow shechts a chicken and he's still here. I don't know who he is. I don't know if he knows Hilchos Shechita. Is there a requirement l'chatchila I should paher him to find out whether he knows Hilchos Shechita? You say no, you don't even have to try to check l'chatchila. So the Rashba says, yeah, Robin Tzui Meitzah Shechita Mumchemein, if halozach that he did a good job, if halach, if he left, then he's not here. But if he's adayin lefaneinu, so faher him and see if he knows Hilchos Shechita, v'chatchila should check. And the Ra'or, Rabban Alevi, is masik on that Torah Sabayis l'Rashba. He says, no. The Gemara said, Robin Tzui Meitzah Shechita means kol ha-metzui. Doesn't mean right, means they all know, and you don't have to be baitik. You don't even have to try to check l'chatchila. So the Beis Halevi says, what are they fighting about? Whether Roy Mitzuyim or Kol Mitzuyim, what is it all about? So he quotes a Taisus, Beis Halevi quotes a Taisus in the end of Yevamos. Taisus in the end of Yevamos talks about Rav Meir Shita, Rav Meir Chayish Lemiyuta, Meir says, La'atchid, you should check. Whenever you have a rav hechad efshir lenivdak bat kinon, you should always check. So there's a din of demai. If you buy from an am ha'aretz, so rav am ha'aretz were careful about being mafresh shumas and maestres, and he tells me that it's gemaisit. So min ha'Torah, I believe him. Eidechadem v'isurim, rav am ha'aretz am maestres should be good. And midrabanan, towards the end of the Baisheni period, one of the Kohanim Gedolim made a takana towards the end of the Baisheni. You shouldn't be like, because there's a miut of Am HaOretz who are mezalzel in Meiser. Truma Gedolim, they were all careful about Meiser Rishon. They were mezalzel and Mela Meiser Sheni. They also wouldn't bother to give. So they made a takana, you're not allowed to eat the mai. So the Mishnah says that the mai is only a chumer midrabanan. So that's why you have a lot of kulas. But the mai hikilah, a lot of kulas. So Tosfos respect Akasha, but if you hold like a mayor chashin lemiyuto, so the mai shouldn't be just a chumra. The mai should be mikar adin chashin lemiyuto. We know that there's a miyut of ame ha'aretz who are not ma'asrin, so Rameir should say chashin lemiyuto like in kol ha'Torah kula, and you should be a real din that you have to be choshish by the mai. It shouldn't just be a chumra with the rabbanon. You should have the right to say b'demai hikilu. And the Mishnah is a masech is my list of all the kulas that you have. How come there are kulas? If you're like a mayor, everything should be lechum. So Taisus answers, by dema, you're dealing with a cheskas kashrus. So that's not right to be choshed b'ksher. Rav Meir holds chashin lemiyuta. You don't know whether the surviving brother of the Yavam is a soris or not. You don't know whether the almana is an islandess. Other cases, so you chashin lemiyuta. But most people are honest and they'll give you kosher food, they won't mislead you. And there's a miut of wise guys of Ami Ha'aretz who will give you tevel and tell you a lie that it's kosher. So Rav Meir is going to say chashin lemiyuta to be chashin b'ksherim. He says no, Rav Meir never said chashin lemiyuta by cheskas kashas. He only says by other rites, not by cheskas kashas. So the Beis HaLevi said, that's exactly Lishitosim. That's the Machlokes, the Rashbo and the Ra'or. Over here as well, the Ra'or holds, Rabban HaLevi holds, that Roy Mutsumei Teshchit Mumchem Heim is based on Cheskas Kashrus. And if the Shechit is a Ganef, Nignevolot Shech is a Ganef, Hotan Ishkan Cheskas Kashrus, and you can't rely on the Roiv. So that's why the Ra'or says, you don't have to be Boidik Lachatchila. You don't say, L'chatchila is a miyot ha-motzi, you should be bothered. What do you mean? Cheskas kashrus, you're not allowed to be choshed b'ksherim. But the Rashba holds that the rov in Tzimei Tzashchit Mumchem is not based on cheskas kashrus, based on a psychological rov that a mensch nemtzach nishtunta to do something if he doesn't know how to do it properly. So they're a psychological rov. So l'chatchila, hechadev shalimivdek bat kina. So if the one who shechted the chicken is still here, you should try to fire. It explains several other issues in Yerideya that the Machlokes revolves about this issue. This fundamental Machlokes between the Rashba and the Ra'or that really depends on the two girsas here, whether Robin Tzimetz Shechit the Mumchem Heim is just a psychological umdana or it's based on the Cheskas Kashas that people have. Okay, we'll stop here at the top of Amud Beis. It starts already a new topic. The next Gemara is also going to be a cheerful Gemara. From Yud Beis on Beis, Yud Gimel on Alf. All new topic. A very cheerful topic. Okay. Dorim Smechem Kinesin Asa Messina. A very cheerful topic. HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructs Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Yeshua ben Nun. Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to cross over the Yarden. He has to die in Eber HaYarden. But he instructs Yeshua ben Nun that when they'll cross over the Yarden, they have to make Nocha Krisis Bris. They made a Krisis Bris in Har Sinai. And at that time, the Teuchecha, the Brachas, the Klolas in B'chul Kaisai was recited. It says, at the end of the Teuchecha in B'chul Kaisai, it says, Eile Dibra Abis HaShakaras Hashem Emanei Yisrael Behar Sinai. And then in Arbis Maya, before Moshe Rabbeinu dies, there was a second Krisis Bris. And that was the Teuchecha, the Brachas, the Klolos, here in Parshas Kisavoy. And then it concludes with the Pasuk, Eile Dibra Abis HaShavtiv Hashem Es Moshe, Lichrus Es Bnei Yisrael Behar Tzmai, Molvar Habris HaShakaras Itam, Bichor Shana Tzveta Krisis Bris. And then Moshe Rabbeinu says, but there's going to be a third krisis bris. I'm not going to live so long. I have to die in Eibar Yard. Then Yeshua ben Nun is going to supervise. There's going to be brachas and klalas, the hagrizim and harevel. What is the idea behind the brachas and klalas, hagrizim and harevel? So the Gemara explains that there was one element of Yiddishkeit that didn't kick in, that didn't begin until they had brachas and klalas. Kol Yisrael harevim zeh bezeh. That if one person does an avera and I can prevent him, I can speak to him nicely and explain to him he shouldn't do it, I shouldn't say it's not my business, it's none of my business, not my job. Everyone is responsible for everybody else. So that was, that began, that didn't begin in Har Sinai, that began in Brachas Sekolas HaHagrizim HaHarevo. And it's not only for averas, it's for mitzvahs as well. Let's say the Baal Tekeya already blew Shofar and Shul. He was already Yotze. He's not Mechuyev anymore. Then he goes to the hospital to blow for the people who weren't able to go to Shul. So how can he be Mechuyev them? A woman cannot blow Shofar to be Mechuyev a man. Or a child before Bar Mitzvah cannot say Kiddush to be Mechuyev the mother. The mother Mechuyev in Kiddush Manatora. The child is only Mechuyev in the Rabbanah. Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, Mishnah Mechuyev Bedover. You have to be Mechuyev Bedover. So if the Baal Tekeh already blew Shofar and Shul, how does he go to the hospital later and blow for the people in the hospital? The Baal Tekeh is not Mechuyev anymore. So the Gemara says, no. Afal Pisha Yotza Motzi. So Rashi and all the Rishonim said, because Kol Yisrael HaRevim Zeh Bezeh. As long as there's one Jew left in New Zealand who didn't hear Tekiah Shofar yet, so we're all still Mechuyev, if Bayar blowing Shofar, we'll be able to help him. So if we'll blow Shofar, he'll be Shamei Akaina, he'll be Yotze. So we say, we're still Mechuyev to blow Shofar, we're still Mechuyev Bedover. So that was added, Kol Yisrael HaRevim Zeh Bezeh, was added when they made the Krisis Bris, the Hagrizim and HaRevim. So what did they say in the Krisis Bris? So they singled out, there were 11 klolas, but the Chazal, the Pasuk says, Levarchasam, there was a brachas of klolas. El Yamda Levarchas, what were the brachas of the Gemara? So every time it says, Orur, Or Huish, first they said it Beloshim Bracha, and then they said it Beloshim Klolas. So there were 11 brachas and 11 klolas. These are all mitzvahs in the Torah. So what was added over here? Just the element of Okosal Arabim Zabizah. So what did they add on all of these 11 Arurim? It's very unclear. So one of the Gedolim in Europe from before the Second World War, from almost 100 years ago, Meir Don, the one who wrote the Kli Chemda. Yeah. A Polish Goyen. So he writes a whole interesting essay. The Gemara has in Sanhedrin, Gemara has a Machlokes HaTanoim, you're not allowed to marry your mother-in-law. Chamosa. Anisa Misa. What if the wife dies and then he marries the mother-in-law? There was a mice over here in the mountains like that. A fellow married a girl who was 10 years younger than him, and then she died, and he married a shviga who was 10 years older than him. Then they had a child, so the child was over there. Then they brought the kid to be bar mitzvah in the shul, in Woodridge. So the child was whether the kid is a mamzer or not. You have to make a bar mitzvah anyway, even if he is a mamzer. So one of the rabbanim who lived in Woodridge read a whole tshuva about it. Is he a mamzer? What's the issue? Because there's a machlekes hatana. We paskin like Rebbe Kiva. Chamosa lacha misa sishtoi is not chayiv misa. If someone lives with his mother-in-law while his wife is still alive, even if he's divorced from the wife, if the wife is still alive, so then there's a chayiv misa. Abol chamosa is a chayiv misa. But chamosa lacha misa sishtoi, there's no chayiv misa. So Rashi writes, even though there's no chayiv misa, but there is an isa derai. So how do you know? Because the pasuk says, oru shochev im chosanto. Maybe it goes on the mother-in-law when the wife is still alive. How did Rashi know that Oru Shochev Im Chosanto even covers such a case? So that's where Meir Don writes. He thinks that Rashi understood that these 11 klolas are adding on some new issa that was never included in the rest of the Chumash. There's something else added on. So he suggests some of the others as well. Each one he thinks has to be adding on something. So one of the psukim says, "Oramasi gvul reyehu." Asasi gvul reyach is a pasuk before Chumash. You're not allowed to move over the fence You're not allowed to steal. Not allowed to steal is like sigzon. You're not allowed to steal karka and Eretz Yisrael is an added isa or masa gloria. The what's added on over here? Nachamal or masa gloria. So the Meir Don writes, he thinks this is what motivated all the gedolim to assume that there's a din of hasogas gvul if you take over someone, if you cheat someone else from his parnasa. There's a din of hasogas gvul. A guy has a store and I make hasogas gvul, I make a store right next to him and put him out of business. So where'd they get this idea that this is masig gvul? So he thinks they must have got it from this Rashi, and he quotes a few other Rishonim also, that all of the 11 Arurim, why were these singled out? Zog! Well, they have to mention these 11 Averis. No, it must be that these 11 Averis, something additional was added on that was never there before. So he works on it a little bit to explain each one. What does he think was added from before? Okay. Next week, we'll learn that. We'll continue. Oh, next week, we should learn in Yoni Rosh Hashanah. When? I think we'll have a shir on Tuesday night before Rosh Hashanah. Maybe?
Yeah.
Why not?
Maybe you have to make it shorter because maybe.
Yeah, early sleepers here. What time do you have sleepers back in? We should find out. Amen. A good year. Very good. Oh, wow.